from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And first pitch swinging. Peralta sends one in the air to deep right. De La Cruz is back at the wall, looking up. Gonna go. How about a birthday blast for David Peralta? His second home run of the series, and now 8-0 here in the third.
The Padres continue to do no wrong. They roll the Pittsburgh Pirates today, 8-2. David Peralta homers on his 37th birthday. It is so good now that even Austin Hedges is getting mentions on the Padres broadcast.
Really?
Austin Hedges was the last Padre to homer on his birthday.
Wow.
Until today, we welcome you into Gwynn and Chris, where the party just rolls on. 4:46 is the time. This is our post-game show. It's also known as the Scraby Chronicles pregame show. We'll be on till 6 o'clock, just hanging out with you for a little over an hour. I'm probably going to open up the phone line, Scraby. I don't know really what more to say about this Padre run right now. Sam Levitt just broke it all down beautifully on the postgame show. They're not just playing well this season. They're playing as well as they ever have in the history of the franchise. They've never gone 19-3 before. They have never swept season series from two different teams in the same year. They've now done that. They have swept away both the Nationals and the Pirates. And A.J. Preller really should have played the lottery this year. He has been absolutely on fire. There has not been one single thing that Preller has touched that hasn't just gone beyond incredible. I mean, I don't know. Did anybody honestly expect Martin Perez? I wasn't even sure they would use him to start a game when they traded for him. I was like, really? You're just, that's like all you can get. And so we'll put him on the roster, and if nobody else can pitch, maybe we'll stick Martin Perez in there and see if he can eat up a couple of innings. And it's ridiculous. This guy was 2-5 with a 5.20 ERA. Beyond that, he had a 1.65 whip. I mean, he had one of the worst walks and hits to innings pitched ratios in baseball when he was acquired by the Padres. Did the Padres even give the Pirates anything for him?
I don't even recall anything going the other way.
It was almost just like, here, we'll take him off your hands. The Pirates said, please, take him. This guy, Martin Perez, not only 2-5 with a 5.20 this year, but 4.45 last year. He had a nice season in 2022. I'll give him that. with Texas, made the All-Star team. But prior to that, 474-450-512-622, 4.82, 4.3. The guy's never been able to get anybody out, like his whole career, except for one All-Star season in 2022. And he comes to the Padres, he's unhittable. Absolutely unhittable. He's got a 1.96 ERA. He's made three starts. He's won them all. And the Padres, well, the Padres have won them all.
Yeah.
This is the first time he was credited with the victory.
He was traded to the Padres in exchange for prospect Ronaldis Jimenez.
Perfect.
And also cash, $1.3 million.
No,
I think he's paid off the cash.
It's incredible. I mean, you look at the moves that A.J. Preller has made this year. And this includes the Juan Soto trade, and I can even say it a day after Juan Soto hit three home runs yesterday.
He did? I didn't even see that.
He did. But the Padres got so much. I don't think Juan Soto himself, honestly, and you know, you guys know I'm not the biggest fan of Juan Soto, but let's leave that aside for a moment. I mean, statistically, he's an amazing ball player, et cetera, et cetera. I recognize his, you know, incredible talent. That still doesn't change the fact that he's not my favorite ball player. But even if he were my favorite ball player, you got Michael King. What'd he do last night?
10 Ks.
Six shutouts, 10 Ks, blew away the Pirates. They had no chance to touch this guy. Michael King is one of the best pitchers in the league, and he has been for the better part of 3.5 months. You got Dylan Cease because of the trade you made with the Yankees, allowing Drew Thorpe, who's now injured and out for the year, to go to the White Sox, and you get Dylan Cease, who is even better than Michael King. You got Randy Vasquez, who, without whom you may not have made it through the months of June and July. Remember, it's only because you had Randy Vasquez that you even survived those 2 months without Musgrove and without Darvish. You'd have only had three starting pitchers, but you had Vasquez there. You got Kyle Higashioka. The legend continues to grow.
Seriously.
Almost on a daily basis.
Seriously.
And that was just the Juan Soto trade. Cease, Arise, now the trade deadline, Tanner Scott, Brian Hoying, Martin Perez. The only one of those three that's given up anything so far is Tanner Scott.
Which is crazy because he's the best one out of the three of them, they say.
That's right. Brian Hoying has not yet allowed a run in over 9 innings of work. Jason Adam has not yet allowed a run in over 7 innings of work. Martin Perez is at 1.96. A.J. Preller should be running our country, for heaven's sakes. The guy is on such a hot streak.
He is on a hot streak. Everything he touches is turning to gold.
Everything he touches
is it Midas? King Midas?
I didn't mention even Donovan Solano or David Peralta.
Which are two
for
big,
that matter.
Huge additions.
It's incredible. And these guys just continue to get the job done. Day in and day out. It's not just a contribution every now and again. They're there every day. I also want to take a moment before we get to the top of the hour and open up some of the phone lines. 833-288-0973. We'll have an hour to talk with all of you. So if you want to, you know, chime in on any of this or just something that's going through your mind, I want to personally extend a thank you to Jake Cronenworth. And I'm going to tell you why. Because yesterday, Scraby decided he was going to post a video of me explaining to all of you why Jake Cronenworth still hits third and Jackson Merrill still hits sixth. You posted the video.
I did.
Did you read some of the comments?
Yes, because it was attached to my name.
Ugh! You people out there are merciful or merciless or whatever the word is. It was incredible how stupid apparently I am.
Here we go.
How much of nothing I know about the sport of baseball. How the Cardinals bat Mason Wynn high in the order. Where are the Cardinals? How everybody, Michael Bush bats high in the order. Where are the Cubs? None of this was brought up in your arguments. Everybody just said, you know what? All these other rookies bat high in the order. And guess what? They're not winning any games. Jackson Merrill is in the perfect spot. Leave him alone. And thank you, Jake, for at least for one day, you know, making me look all right.
One comment.
You want to throw one in?
I'm going to throw two.
Okay.
It's a dumb way to look at it.
Yes,
Jackson Churio, Jackson Holiday, Mason Wynn,
there
Colton Cowser,
yes. All
and
these
Willier
guys,
Abreu.
Yeah. All these guys bet high in the order, bat high in the order, so why can't Jackson Merrill?
I've had enough of Crone strikeouts and weak fly balls with runners in scoring position. This was my favorite one. This was the first thing that I saw this morning on X.
Okay.
What a bad argument.
What a bad argument.
Merrill
what
will be getting better pitches hitting in front of Machado. He needs to be moved up. The drop-off from Merrill to HSK is too extreme.
Okay. I just want to thank Jake for today. I'm sure tomorrow you tweet people will be right back on my case.
Aren't you happy but I can that tell I didn't you, go back at him?
I can tell you one thing. Yeah, good for you. I can also tell you this. No matter what I say, it's not changing anytime soon.
No.
Jackson Merrill's going to stay in the sixth spot or the seventh spot or wherever it is that Mike Schilt feels comfortable using him. And Jake Cronenworth's going to continue to bat in the middle of the order. So, you guys are wasting your breath. God, leave me alone sometimes out there.
No, I mean, Chris, this is just the deal.
Yeah.
It's just part of the job.
Shake my head. SMH.
Wow, good job. You should have just wrote back SMH or done the Are We Gonna Riot gif that I sent to you the other day.
With your little corgi dog.
Yes.
All right, phone lines are open, 833-288-0973. The Padre party continues!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare! The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Four swings of the first pitch, lines it just fair down the right field line. It's going to roll all the way to the corner. Cronenworth has scored. Manny's on his way. He's going to score. Throw home, no chance as he slides in. Feet first, Merrill into third. A two-run triple and a 6-0 Padre lead.
Padres are going to beat the Pittsburgh Pirates today easily, 8-2. David Peralta followed up that two-run triple by Jackson Merrill with a two-run homer. It was 8-0. Four innings in today? Mitch Keller, one of the top Pirates starters, was blasted around Petco Park today. Martin Perez, one of the starting pitchers that the Pirates deemed they no longer needed, because evidently they're just so loaded with great arms there in Pittsburgh. Pirates haven't won a game in about a month and a half. They've lost 10 in a row now.
The Martin Perez... revenge game.
Yeah, but whatever. I mean, it makes no sense. You got a guy with a 1.65 whip, and now he's pitching like he's never given up a hit before. The Pirates go down 8-2. Pirates can't be stopped. I mean, the Padres can't be stopped. They just can't. I mean, 19-3, three in a row. They've won, eight straight series now. And they've never won nine straight series in a row.
Correct.
But who's going to put that past them the way they're going? They're going into Colorado. And I know that everybody says, oh, the Rockies always beat us.
Gives me pause.
They really don't. They just beat the Rockies 2 out of 3 a couple of weeks ago. And the way the Padres are playing right now, the Rockies ought to just roll over and allow the Padres to sweep through town easily. This is Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. He did the ball game today. Matt Scraby's alongside, though, and he's getting ready for his own show, the Scraby Chronicles, which come up after our show at 6 o'clock. We are going to get to your phone calls. I'm just curious what's on your mind out there. Usually when the team is losing, usually when they're scuffling, usually when, some crazy managerial decisions are being made or somebody's 0 for 10 or, then all you phone callers have a whole lot to say.
A.J. Preller needs to be fired.
A.J. Preller needs to be fired. Mike Schilt doesn't know what he's doing. the host of the show is an idiot.
Yeah,
those kinds of things.
Well, that's the truth.
That part's still true.
Yes.
Yeah, even when the Padres are playing well, that part is still true. But, yeah, you guys have plenty to say. So I'm curious if you have anything to say, when things are going as well as they ever have in history. Franchise history, 55 years of baseball, they've never once had this kind of a run. Ever.
Well, I can tell by the phones that people are pumped up.
Yeah, they seem like they're a little pumped up. I do want to give a Rookie of the Year update. Jackson Merrill today, two-run triple that you heard at the beginning of this segment. About five nice catches in center field. Finishes up a huge series. Paul Skeens update, never got off the bench in the three games they were here.
I hope he didn't strain anything.
Please tell me that the Rookie of the Year race
is starting to change. The momentum has changed. I'm seeing a lot more national people talk about Jackson Merrill as the winner. But here's the thing that you guys do that I can't stand. Why can't we have a, up until this point, Jackson Merrill is the winner? Ken Rosenthal does the him and haw of like, well, I can't really choose a winner because the season's not over. Everybody knows you're not choosing the winner. Just say who you think is leading the way.
Well, Bradford Doolittle said who he thinks leading the way.
Never heard from him.
Jackson Merrill sixth in the balloting as little as 6 days ago. All right, Ben in National City, why don't you be the first caller to start us off here. The Padres are on an incredible roll, and they're 69-53.
Incredible.
It was just 500, it seems like, last week.
It was 19 games ago. 22 games ago.
Thanks, Chris.
Now they're 19-3. So that was 3 weeks ago. Hi, Ben.
Hey, guys. How's it going? So, question for the group. Is this the fastest the Padres have gone to basically 70 wins? So once they win in Colorado, they're going to be at 70 wins. Would this be the fastest the Padres have ever been 70 wins? And I know this is a lot of too much thinking, but is there a possible chance? I'm not saying 100, but do you guys think the Padres can at least make 90s win just based off what division and everything? The Dodgers do that playing how they're playing.
Right. Thanks, Ben. I'll take a look at the Padres' 1998 season because that was the greatest one in franchise history, and I'm assuming that team got to 70 wins quicker than this team is going to be able to get to 70 wins. The reason I say that is the 1998 team, by all rights, should have been the franchise's first and only 100-win team, but they stumbled disastrously down the stretch that year. And so they ended up with 98 wins because they couldn't win a game in the month of September. And so, you know, that's what I recall.
Let me see.
As far as, as far as winning 90, I think they're going to win 90. If they go 500 from here on out, they're going to win 90, pretty much. 18 games over 500 is 90 wins. That's 90 and 72. They're now 16 games over 500 right now. So if they go 21 and 19 the rest of the way, which sure seems doable the way they're playing.
Yes.
21 and 19 from here on out would get them to 90 wins. I'm pretty sure that's going to be enough to make the playoffs. As far as where that puts them in the playoffs, I don't know. The Dodgers have, you know, answered the bell here. They've got Betts back. They're getting Buehler back. He's pitching today. They just took out Milwaukee back-to-back games. The Dodgers seem like they realize the challenge is there. And, you know, I think, look, somebody's going to end up with over 90. The Padres may have to go to 95 if they want to catch the Dodgers. In order to do that, you're going to have to go 26-14. You're basically going to have to play about 700 baseball the rest of the way if you're the Padres. Based on what they've been doing the last 3 weeks, it's certainly possible. I don't think it's realistic, and I don't think it matters. I really don't think it matters. If you're the Padres right now, just keep stacking wins. Just keep doing it. Look up and see where you put you in the standings at the end.
I don't think
you have to really worry about it.
Yeah. I quickly looked at when they won 70 games in 2022, and it was August 27th. In 2021, they were also 70-game winners on August 27th. So yeah. Well, August 14th is pretty early.
Yeah, this 1998 team did it on July 30th.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, they were 70-38 that year. They were 32 games over 500 that year.
Okay.
And they had a 13-game lead.
In 2019, they didn't get their 70th win until September 22nd.
Right. Well, they don't have it yet this year, but
no,
they got 69. And 70 appears to be on the horizon. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate that. But to win the division, I think you're going to get to get 95 and, you know, take your chances. 26-14 is asking a lot, even with as well as they're playing right now.
They're 19-3.
Well, yes, but 19-3, if they continue that, they might as well just give them the World Series trophy
now. I don't think that they're going to continue
this. But nobody's going to continue 19-3.
I don't see any prolonged stretches of losses, though. If they lose one,
hopefully.
I think they would turn it around.
Hopefully you're right. Art, next call here as we just kind of do a tour of the phones on Gwen and Chris. Hello, Art.
Hey, guys. This is a ton of fun, isn't it?
It's really...
I've been a Padres fan most. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I agree with you. I hope everybody's enjoying it as much as we really should be, you know?
Yeah, this doesn't happen all the time. I've been a Padres fan my entire life, 59 years old. So, you know, obviously they've been around 55 years. So most of my life I've been a Padres fan. And I can remember all those years, the only thing we had to root for was if number 19 was going to get in the batting championship or not. And not much else. So 2020, 2022, been a lot of fun. 2024 seems a little special. Since the opening weekend in South Korea, it's been very, very special and looking forward to going all the way, guys. Let's go all the way. Let's just do it this year. How about that?
Why not? They've got 30 come-from-behind wins.
Man, I love it.
They have a bunch of those 8-0 comebacks. They've had magic innings. They've had magic performances from players who don't normally give you magic performances consistently. this season does have a feel to it, a different feel. 98, it's hard to remember and put myself in the middle of that season, but I will tell you, I mean, I was here and we all went through it, but the difference between this season and that season, 1998, they ran away and blew out the rest of the division. It wasn't even a contest. Like I said, they were 70-38 at the end of July. They had a 13-game lead. They had no issues that year, right? Everything went their way. They steamrolled out of the gate in April. They took over the lead in May, and they expanded it in June. And by July, the season was over.
But what?
So what's different about that as opposed to this is this year, it feels like we really had to grind for almost 4 months to get to this wonderful streak that they have now. And that is, you know, maybe that builds a little more in your team. You know, we'll have to see how it all plays out at the end, of course. 98 is still kind of the season that every Padre team shoots for. But in one of these days, we're going to better it. So as Art says, why not be this year?
Why not?
The rest of the National League, look, the Phillies are just in a total spin right now. Like I said, the Dodgers have, you know, passed them. They're getting a little healthier. But the Padres have handled the Dodgers this year, right? They've already won the season series 7-3. There's nobody, I know everybody said, well, what about the Diamondbacks? Yeah, Diamondbacks are 18-3 in their last 21. They're just as hot.
Yes, they are.
But don't tell me the Padres can't beat the Diamondbacks. They can beat the Diamondbacks. They can beat any of these teams in the National League. I hate to also say they could lose to any of these teams in a best of three or best of five series.
I was going to say, the team that scares me, if we're going to talk about that, would be the Diamondbacks, because they do kind of have the Padres' number over the last couple of years, and they're playing really well. But this team is a different team than what we've seen.
The team that has really had the Padres' number over the last few years is the Phillies. And even though they're slumping right now, the Phillies are. They can't get out of their own way. They're losing to the – oh, no, they just took – as I said that, they just took a 6-5 lead over the Marlins. They were down 5-2. But my point being that the Phillies are still, you know, the one club out there. I would love to see the Padres – seriously, just win the division and not have to worry about the Phillies. And I know that people worry about, you know, taking those 3 days off and, you know, all of these division champions. But I'd still rather try to make a run to the World Series by winning two series than I would by having to win three. And, you know, if you just can keep playing great baseball, you could win this division. It would sure send a message to everybody that, you know, the Padres are like a real deal this year. I just feel like that's a big thing. You know, I don't know if they can do it or not. The Padres are 4-3 against the Diamondbacks this year. So, actually 5-5. I just added that up really fast.
Well, you are the math guy in the show.
I think it's 5-5. So, where do you want me to go?
Let's go Riley.
Hi, Riley. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Quick question for you guys. So we kind of talked about like how good that AJ Preller's moves have been, how other guys have stepped up like Profar and Merrill, especially Robert Suarez. But how much of the success of the team this year do you attribute to Mike Schilt? I know like sometimes during the 5-game skids, we'd be like calling for his head, basically. So I just want to know what you guys thought about him and how much of a difference that he's made this year.
Thanks, Riley. I think he's made a, you know, here's the funny thing about Mike Schilt. Every year that he's been a manager, his team has gone nuts in the second half of the season after the All-Star break. And a lot of people kept saying that. Wait till after the All-Star break. Whatever it is, Mike Schilt has a magic touch.
I was going to say, what is it, though? Why don't you deploy it a little bit earlier?
Yeah, it'd be nice to see some of it in April and May, because Mike Schilt was driving all of us absolutely batty the first couple of months of the season with his inability, it seemed, to recognize the inconsistent play of his team and his unwillingness, you know, to just say, hey, we're struggling here, we're struggling there. He somehow, through all of it, all of the ups and downs of April, May, and June, he remained agonizingly positive, agonizingly so. And I think a lot of us got real tired of him saying things that we just didn't believe. But the one thing that has held up is that after the All-Star break, he's caught the magic touch again. He did it with the Cardinals. He won the Manager of the Year in 2019 because he did it with the Cardinals. And it seems like every single time the Cardinals were totally out of it in August and September, they'd go on a hot streak with Mike Shildt. And that's why nobody could believe he got fired in the first place.
True.
And now here he's gone 19-4 since the All-Star break this year.
I think it goes a long way, too, that he, with his whole agonizing, not recognizing that there are certain parts of the team that weren't playing well, I think for his players, he went up there and did the press conference and did not care what the media said, did not care what the fans said, no matter how quote-unquote crazy we called him. He stood for his players, and I think that goes a really long way.
Well, here's what he also did, and whether he did it intentionally or not, I don't know. But in standing up for his players, and by saying a bunch of things that drove all of us crazy, he took all of the attention off of his players, and he put it on himself.
He did. And we said that was maybe a theory, but looking back, it seems to be what he was doing.
Right. We sat here day after day after day and were ripping Mike Shildt. We weren't even looking at the players who were struggling to perform.
Like, how could he not see that this team is a roller coaster?
That's right. We were all over him. Mike Shildt may have been, thinking ahead of us there.
I really appreciate people, too, who stick to their guns no matter how crazy things get.
Well, you would appreciate people that do that
because
you do
that. I am that guy.
You do that. Just to finish up your thought, Riley, I think, and I said it now for a week and a half, I think Mike Shildt deserves to be right there for Manager of the Year. And we don't know how it's going to finish. Obviously, Milwaukee has probably been the biggest surprise team this year. But the Padres have been right behind them in terms of surprising and the amount of success they've had. So I think Mike Shildt has a chance to win a second Manager of the Year award the way things are going right now.
Two different teams. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. What are we going to do about giving this prize away? Because the phone lines are full. Everybody wants to talk to us, and I want to talk to them. But I have a prize here. It's a pair of tickets to Def Leppard and Journey at Petco Park on August 30th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I don't have a plan, so I'm happy.
No, I can't find my
Oh, the dice? It's over there.
If I don't have my dice,
I was actually messing with it earlier because it says...
Don't mess with the dice!
It says Ben's Casino on it, and I never knew that. I think it's near Annie's computer. Woods and Annie's computer.
Oh, thank goodness I got my dice back.
I knew I didn't move it too far.
Gotta have my dice. All right, what I'm going to do. There are six people on the phone lines right now. Hey, Riley's done, so sorry, Riley.
No,
Riley, I just did his call. Open up his line. I'm telling you how we're doing this. Riley, thanks for the call.
Chris, well done. I'm sorry, Riley. I tried to get you in on this.
He's not in on it. All right, whoever calls that line will be in on it. What I'll do when we come back, if you're still on hold, waiting to talk on the show, I'll roll the die. Whoever is the first caller on to talk will have the first crack at the tickets.
Wow.
That's it. Simple as that.
And you're asking a question or
no.
It's just first caller that you roll?
The dice will decide it.
Okay.
So if you're Sean, if you're Mario, if you're Will, if you're Kevin, if you're wireless caller,
I gotta get wireless
caller's
name. Or
if you're Jonathan, any of those six people, stick around through the break. I will roll the dice, and if it comes up your name, you'll not only come on the air, we'll chit chat, but you'll have first crack at the tickets. More Gwen and Chris coming up after Scraby gets us to some traffic. All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. The news for the Padres continues to be amazingly good. They blow out Pittsburgh today 8-2 for their 19th win in the last 22 games. The news elsewhere in the National League West, though, not as good. Diamondbacks, they won again. They routed the Rockies 11-4. Dodgers are still batting in the top of the first inning in Milwaukee, and they've already scored three. So, try as the Padres may.
Maybe more. Nope, never mind.
That's it. Three in the first for the Dodgers. But, it's better than losing games and losing a bunch of ground. You know, all you can do is win your game. There's not a whole lot you can do about the other guys. It was interesting, though. I did see the best three teams in baseball since the All-Star break are all in our division. Padres, Diamondbacks, Dodgers. They have the best three records in all of baseball since the All-Star break. So, c'est la vie. That's all that is. But right now, Padres are playing as well as they ever have. They've never gone 19-3 in a 22-game stretch until now. They have never won nine consecutive series. You know, not only have they won eight series in a row since the All-Star break, they've swept four of those series. Remember when they couldn't sweep anybody at the beginning of the season? I think they went the longest in all of baseball without a sweep. Now they've got four sweeps in their last eight series.
It's another reason that proves to me that I cannot overreact early in the season.
But you will next year.
Yes, you will. I was thinking about this on the drive home.
Every bit of money we got, you will overreact in April next year when the record falls to 8-10.
I was thinking about this on the drive home last night. I'm going to adopt every year the I will not look at the standings till August 1st idea, because that worked out for me.
You're going to know their record. It'll be 8-10, and you're going to start whining about firing Mike Schilt, and Tony's going to have a heart attack. I'll tell you who's saying I told you so right now more than anybody else.
Tony Gwynn Jr.
Yeah.
Well, he was the
voice of reason the entire first half of the season when we tried to give up on the Padres.
And he kept saying last year they're going to come back. He even said at the end of the year, like, I have no idea what happened.
The thing is, though, with Tony, as upbeat as he was the first part of the season, there's no way even he expected them to do what they're doing now. There's nobody could have expected this. I mean, this streak is insane right now, what's going on. All right, here's what's going to happen. We're coming up on the bottom of the hour. I'm going to roll the die. Dice.
You can say dice. It's a singular term.
It's a one thing.
Yeah.
I got one die. Here it is. I will roll it. Whatever number comes up on line 1 through 6, that person will come on the show. They can chit-chat. They also will have first crack at the Def Leppard.
I think they're all going to want
and Journey ticket. Maybe not. Maybe somebody says, I'm not a fan. I don't care. I don't want to go down to Petco.
All right.
You know, I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm giving them a shot.
All right.
There goes the dice.
There it goes.
Line 6.
Ooh, Jonathan.
Jonathan, the dice came up in your favor. Welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, no.
After all of that,
Jonathan,
he's not
there. Jonathan, are you there? Your phone number ends with 559. Say something.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, my goodness.
I thought I heard something.
I did, too.
There?
Oh,
yeah, we're here.
There he is. I waited just long.
Is this Jonathan? Is this you, Jonathan, or is it somebody using Jonathan's phone?
It's somebody using Jonathan's phone. Well, kind of. The car. Jonathan's car.
Jonathan's car. All right, well, who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Aaron.
Aaron. All right, Aaron, do you want tickets to go see Journey and Def Leppard at Petco Park on August 30th? You get first crack
at
them.
I'm sure my mom would.
So, yes, the answer is yes.
All right, your mom is going to be happy that you said yes. Hang on the line after our call,
yes.
Scraby will get your info. You will win the tickets.
Yes, hang on, though.
Before that, what's on your mind, sir?
All right, I got to talk to you guys. We trade for Martin Perez, right? I mean, he's been pitching out of his mind these last three starts. Beautiful stuff. We love it, right? But we have a little dilemma. We had a... Randy Vasquez, you know, Matt Waldron, and we just got Musgrove back, and I'm looking at these numbers here. We have six starting pitchers. Are the Padres going to be running a six-man rotation? Or are we going to be dropping one of these guys to the bullpen, to the minor leagues? How's this all going to work out? I don't understand.
Got it, yeah. Well, Vasquez, don't go anywhere because they want to get your
info.
It's
a good question, though.
It is a good question, but I think Vasquez has already been sent to the minor leagues.
He has, but...
They brought up Brito, and then they sent him back to the minor leagues.
Yes, they brought in Carl Edwards Jr., and then they DFA'd him.
Carl Edwards Jr., and they put him out. So right now, you got a five-man rotation, and that is Musgrove, and that is Waldron, and that is Martin Perez, and Michael King and Dylan Cease. So that is your answer. You're going to go with a five-man rotation until further notice, until something else changes. But that is where it is. Vasquez is not with the club right now.
They do have somewhat of an embarrassment of riches at the moment.
Here's the other thing that we should point out. Thanks, Jonathan. Good call.
No, Aaron.
I'm sorry, Aaron, on Jonathan's phone. Here's the other thing that we should point out. Do you know what tomorrow is for the Padres?
An off day.
It is their last off day for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
After tomorrow, they play 18 consecutive days.
They do.
They could, if they so choose, just go with the five-man rotation and roll them every time. They could even bring Vasquez up to make one spot start and give everybody an extra day.
Do we envision,
they have choices.
Do we envision at any point Michael King, who's pitched more than he's ever pitched in his career, like maybe skipping a start so that they save his arm a little bit?
Would you?
No.
Well, there's well, your answer. I wouldn't.
At
I,
this moment, because of Michael the way the, King, the division is.
Here's the thing about pitching more innings than you've ever pitched before. Seth Lugo laughed at that ridiculous notion last year.
Yeah, he did.
And Michael King is laughing at it this year. Michael King is pitching better now than he has all season. I have no reason to do anything different with Michael King.
Okay.
Stay on the line, Aaron.
What about Matt Waldron?
What about him? He throws a knuckleball. His arm's not going to wear out. He can throw it every day, all day.
Okay.
Stop worrying. Things are great. We'll take a break. We have a half hour left before the Scraby Chronicles. Your phone calls on this great run of the Padres when Gwynn and Chris continues. Don't say I never take calls. All right. I just did a really cool spot for Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine.
I think it was the best you've ever done.
Yeah. I don't think it aired.
I don't know what happened.
I didn't hear anything. I just talked for like a minute straight and talked about how great Spiro's Mediterranean. Line 5. Hi, Isaiah. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, buddy. Pretty good.
I just want to keep it short and quick. Your guys' show is awesome. I just want to say go Padres. Everyone 1 through 9 doing their job. Bench guys are picking it up. Let's take it all this year. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Isaiah.
Very nice. Appreciate that. Very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
1 through 9 is working right now.
I hate to say it, but Isaiah's call right there, pretty much all you can say right now. There's just not a lot to be, you know, concerned about, even though you keep trying to find stuff over there.
I can't find it, though.
They're just playing great. Tyler Wade steps in today, 2 for 3. It just doesn't matter. I think they could put Rod in from the top deck at his, you know, daughter's softball game, and Rod would go 2 for 4.
I will say this.
They're just on fire right now.
What about this flaw in the team right now, Chris? They're winning close games all the time, and that we know that can't sustain.
What was the score today?
Well, yeah, today was withstanding, but the last couple days they've been...
Don't withstand me. They just... It doesn't matter.
I don't even know if withstanding was the right word, but...
They're winning 8-2 today.
But they won, 3-0 yesterday, and then 2-1 the night before, and then where were they? They're in Miami.
They have won... I looked it up today. I think 37 games this year by 1 or 2 runs. It's okay. Means you're doing the little things right to win a lot of these close games. And it's also, dare I say it, after last year's debacle in close games, water has found its level. There I said it.
Wow, we finally got physics to work.
You finally got a little physics to work there. Sean, at the top of the board, I kind of missed you, Sean. Sorry about that. Thanks for hanging in there.
That's all right. Hey, so first of all, you know, the way that they do the whole rule on the sliding thing, if they have a Padres jersey, it's a block. If it's anybody else, it isn't.
It's kind of true.
Well, if you see this Dodger play, you'll know what we're talking about, Sean. Yeah, so.
I got it. No, I was going to say, first of all, it was also very good to hear you guys admit that maybe earlier in the season, everybody wasn't quite feeling quite as buoyant as we are right now.
Yeah,
and especially the round tables were a little rough for a while. And I think AJ has done, obviously AJ is the master when it comes to putting together the team. But I think he did two things this year that have made all the difference over last year. Number one, he kept his hand out of the cookie jar. I think he's let Mike Schilt do what he needs to do without trying to play games. And he listened to the new hitting coach, who I really think has been trying to break this. Everybody wants to try and save the day with hitting a home run. And he got Luis Arraez, who was the embodiment of situational ball, so that everybody could say, oh, it really does work. Maybe we should try this. Because ever since Luis Arraez has come, it has made such a huge difference in not, you know, we don't we don't see as many dropping on the track as they get caught because they just missed that home run.
Sean, that's a really good call and a couple of really good points. The first one that you said was really good and has been overlooked all season. We haven't sensed. We don't know what's actually happening behind the scenes on a plane trip. We don't know. But we haven't sensed that A.J. Preller is meddling in Mike Schilt's business this year.
Yeah.
And we really sensed that last year a lot.
Yes.
We felt like Bob Melvin kept basically telling all of us, A.J. Preller won't leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're not sensing that this year. Maybe A.J. did learn the lesson from last
Maybe.
Year. So that's a really good
one, Sean.
He
learned his bench lesson. And you know what? Like, he's been out of the spotlight this entire year.
I don't
see him at the field anymore. No, I know he's been there, but
he's much quieter. The other thing is Victor Rodriguez has got to be the coach in the history of the year. He's the Padre new hitting coach. He's the first hitting coach that nobody's wanted to fire that I can remember in Padre history.
Oh, well, that was not the case earlier in the year.
Victor Rodriguez is... He's doing wonders.
Hitting
with this
coaches
thing.
Are one of the most hated coaches in sports.
I think. Right now. Not the Padres hitting
well,
coach.
Well, now the Giants fans are saying, did the Giants hire the right guy in Bob Melvin? And Derek Shelton of the Pirates is being ran out of town now.
20 days ago, the Pirates were ahead of the Padres in the standings.
But Paul Skeens!
Not right now.
Paul Skeens can't be the rookie of the year if your manager gets fired. Okay.
Padres roll 8-2. Scraby takes it from here. If you're online, I'll probably get to your phone calls. The Chronicles are next. Gwynn and Chris tomorrow. Don't forget the roundtable tomorrow morning at 10. We'll see you then, everybody, on 97.3 The Fan.
Bye. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.